Ja, nej men för ett tag sedan så var jag på ITB i Berlin, världens största resmässa, och där träffar jag Mattias Keller som är, vad ska vi säga, någon slags digital analyschef på söktjänsten Momondo. Vi satt och pratade en stund och snart så kommer det en intervju där han berättar om digitala sökningar på deras sajt. Men först ett litet påminnelse om Travel News Premium. Det är tjänsten för dig som är intresserad av att växa och utvecklas i reseindustrin. Varje dag publicerar vi ett stort antal artiklar på travelnews.se som är premium. Det vill säga, de innehåller djup kunskap om reseindustrin och blir ett utmärkt besöksunderlag när du ska fatta beslut i reseindustrin. När du vill utvecklas, både som arbetsledare, som investerare i framtida projekt och naturligtvis i din personliga utveckling, kunskap om reseindustrin. Många företag, ja där har hela ledningsgruppen sin egen prenumeration av premium, så att du får ett fint gruppabonnemang om ni är många som vill ha kunskap. Men är det bara du själv som vill ha kunskap, ja då går in på travelnews.se och letar upp premium och där tecknar du en prenumeration. Då visar du att du stödjer och tycker att Nordens största affärstidning om reseindustrin ska finnas och kan utvecklas. Vi behöver nämligen lite pengar för att göra den här verksamheten. Men det förstår du väl självklart? Ja. Nu kommer Mattias Keller på ett ganska stökigt ITB. Det vill säga, det är många som pratar i bakgrunden, men fokusera på Mattias.
My name is Mattias Keller and I'm the chief scientist at Kayak.
What is a Kayak?
Kayak is a world's leading travel search engine. We offer price comparison for flights, hotels, rental cars and packages. And we operate worldwide with several brands, including Momondo.
And Momondo is the most famous brand in Sweden.
I would say
so. Of
so.
yours, yes. You have some, yes.
Definitely. Momondo is our star brand for the Nordics. We think that our users there really love using it, and it's especially tailored for that market.
Why do people love Momondo in Nordics?
So Momondo does some things very different. It is very nice how it creates. It is built with the idea to make it very easy to use it. It's very user friendly, and it also offers to make like comparisons very easy and to just find the information you want. Like for example, when you search for flights, on Momondo we have this bar chart that helps you to find the dates where you might get the cheapest prices. And we have all the filters, and overall it is very easy to use, and it gives you all the information you need to make your decision and to find the best flights, hotels, and cars.
But that's what everybody says, doesn't it?
So, you know, I think Kayak is, it is much more than a, well, it is a price comparison, but it is not like that you, that it's just like search. We do so, or it's not like just search that you have to know what you want and you just get that. It's, we really like to innovate and we really like to push the envelope, and we have so many tools around the search that help you to find where you want to go. One example that we have on Momondo is what we call the best time to travel tool. So, you want to know that you want to visit a certain destination. You also have the idea of how long you may want to spend there. And now you're looking for the best time, which can mean so many ways. Like, you know, it could mean the best time is that it could be the cheapest date, it could be the nicest weather, there could be the best events at the time when you visit, you know, like the cherry blossoms are blooming, things like that. And what we use here is that we use our price intelligence together with ChatGPT to get all that information to you. You know, independent if you're looking for the price or for like a certain event or festival or whatever it is, we get that information to you. And this is just one example of how we have innovative ways to give you the whole picture. And it's not only like search. We also have, for instance, the Mindful Traveling Index, where we ranked all kind of cities all over the world in terms of, like, you know, is it sustainable to go there? What do you expect there? Is it a great place if you want to go there when you want to walk? And we think that all this information is really appreciated by our consumers in the Nordics, maybe more than in other places.
Why do you think that's so? And how I still think when you talk about this, that it's a limited task group. Or do you think that everybody would like to travel or find travel the way you're presenting it?
Look, I mean, there are different products out there that have like different approaches of how they do it. What we think is that transparency is what the customers really like to have, and the ease of use. And that coming together, being able to compare, seeing all the options, also having a brand you can trust in that the information that you're getting is the right information, is for us all the things that the users are looking for. Momondo itself, as you know from history, it's a product that actually has, and it still is today, developed in Denmark. So a lot of local knowledge goes in there, and there are a lot of local folks who really think about the brand and what they think, what the users want. So it is a local product from that perspective. And as much as certainly, you know, many things can, of course, be different, what we see from our experimentation and iteration and talking to users is that what we have there resonates. And we are looking to find more ways to support them and make the product better and give them more information for their travel.
You didn't answer the question. I said, is there a limit to how many customers you can have? When I hear you, I think you're in the budget area and also some in the trust area. But when I think, for example, luxury and premium, I don't think I would go to Momondo. Am I wrong or...?
I don't think that we are limited in that regard. I mean, our comparison really includes everything. And we have a significant segment of people who are, let's say, are looking for business travel and or like business class seats or even first class seats. And in our hotel products, you can, from sort of like a very budget motel up to an extremely luxurious hotel resort, everything is available there. Now, I may give to your point is that, let's say if you have a certain amount of loyalty to something or you really kind of like travel at sort of like the type of traveler who has like a personal concierge who really makes the magic happen. Maybe that's not yours, but we think that the market size that we have, which really goes kind of like very broad from the student, and right, for example, we do show student rates, up to somebody who spends a serious amount of money traveling, they can all find what they need on Momondo. And as much as there is the ultra rich who, let's say, have private jets, they may not find our product useful, but we think the group who is not flying with a private jet is big enough.
What are the big trends that you are seeing after COVID?
Yeah, so I mean, COVID, obviously, just thinking back, right, everything was closed. Couldn't really travel for all the restriction, and so there was a lot of queued up demand. Some people talk about revenge travel. and we definitely saw extreme demand the years after COVID with more and more people doing these trips again and really wanting to go out. And just one example here is that it is no longer as much as relevant today, but during that time, we, for example, supported Traveler we had a product just for that, which was called Travel Restrictions. It's still out there, but you basically would go to a map of the world and you would say, like, you know, I'm a citizen of Sweden. Can I travel to this country? Can I travel to that country? Do I need to have a test? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Because there was all this uncertainty in the market, and as much as now everything is open again, we see that, yeah, it's all back. Very popular destinations, be it like as far as Bangkok or as close as Spain, a city trip in New York, visiting London, it's all back. And as much as even things got a little bit more expensive, I think is what we see, people are definitely out there traveling.
Do you see some trends, people traveling from the Nordics?
So what we see for the Nordics is that, so given that there is really a very long coastline in Sweden of about, I think, 3,500 kilometers. The Swedes seem to really like the beach, and many of them stay in Sweden for their beach vacation, maybe also because it's not as hot there and a bit more pleasant to enjoy. But outside of beach vacations, certainly we also see a lot of demand for like city trips, for staying like in a vacation home somewhere in the countryside. But the biggest trend we definitely see is, especially for summer, is everything with the beach.
Do you think, I asked this question to the boss as well, do you think that AI will create a new layer on top of what we have today, or it will be a part of what we have today, sort of inside? Do you understand the question?
Yeah, and so we have actually, there are fundamentally two approaches, and we have experiences with both of them. So there's the one approach where we really think that tools like ChatGPT, they may become like a new front door of the internet. Like people go there to start whatever they try to do. And in our example, with our kayak brand, we actually very early were there, which what they call plugins, and now they call them GPTs. But the short version is that you are in a conversation with ChatGPT, and now you happen to want to know, how could I get there? And now you basically add kayak to your conversation, and you get our flight prices. But then that's the approach of like thinking that consumers are going to start their search in these new places. Now, the other approach is that can we use AI and specifically ChatGPT and other large language models to enrich our products? And we actually just launched 3 different products of that today. We also already had other examples where we use ChatGPT on our side. And let me start with like I mentioned the best time to travel. And for instance, the knowledge about when is a great time to go to any city in the world for the events or any sort of like special cultural happening and so on. We get that from ChatGPT. Today we added a new feature which we call Ask Kayak, whereas the idea, it has different angles. The first angle is that it helps you find the destination. So instead of saying like, I want to go somewhere where it's warm, you could now go in and have all kind of free text questions like I want to go to a beach that is famous from the movies, or a beaches that are popular for horseback riding, or whatever you're looking for, right? Like and ChatGPT will then use ChatGPT to find these destinations, and we then use our Kayak Momondo technology to put prices behind that. And even more directly in our product is also live today, since today in the United States and Canada, is that you are running a search on our product, and now instead of like using filters, which are usually like checkboxes, drop downs, toggles, you can enter a free text query, and that opens up new things. Like, let's say of course you can go in there and say like, I want to have a nonstop flight, but you can also go in there and say like, in a hotel booking, I really have trouble walking, and the system will understand that you're probably looking for a hotel with an elevator. And I think this category of enriching products and improving the user experience, surfacing more information, summarizing information. Just think about like who wants to read thousands of reviews to find out the experience of a hotel. AI, ChatGPT, I think we will see more and more of these integrations where it makes products easier and where it helps us to get through all that information quicker.
What do you think of ITB Fair, where we are at the moment?
Oh, I like it. I'm here for the second time. It is. I forgot how massive it is. Just walking around between all these different halls, and travel is definitely back, right? I don't have the statistics, but it feels like that everything is full. I see these big booths. Everyone's here. Everyone seems to be very optimistic, so travel is definitely back.
Have I forgotten to ask something, or do you want to add anything?
I think what I want to add is that it's going back to AI. It is definitely early days, and we will see really interesting things we sort of like can only dream of. And one product I want to mention that we haven't talked about yet today and that just launched today is that we also have a new innovation today that is based on ChatGPT, which we call the kayak price check. And the idea is the following. Imagine you're just about to finish a flight booking. You have it sorted all out. You want to have this connection, that layover. You have a price and you're just about to hit book. And now you want to have one more validation that this is a good idea. Is it the best price? Did I overlook something? You usually don't do that check because it's a little bit elaborate to kind of like start over again from the very beginning. So you probably just don't want to do that. And the price check works as this. You are on your booking site, whatever it is, application, website, any airline, OTA. You take a screenshot, send the screenshot over to our app. We read the screenshot with the help of ChatGPT. We search the exact same thing, the exact same flight, and we show you the direct comparison of like, we found this exact same flight, you have the best price, you may be able to save $10 if you book it over here. And we also show you alternatives like saying like, yeah, what you picked here is a nice flight, but if you maybe take another airline, you may save even more. Yeah, and this is, we just launched it today and we are really, it's in a beta now and yeah, we're really exciting and looking forward to these kind of new tools that ChatGPT makes possible for us to build.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ja, jag hoppas att du klarar av att höra Mattias röst framför alla de andra tusentals människorna som myllrade och minglade på ITB i Berlin, världens största resemässa. Det är självklart för oss på Resumé, eller för Resumé är helt galen. Jag har slutat på Resumé för 15 år sedan och jobbar nu på Travel News som är reseindustrins affärstidning. Och varje morgon skickar vi ut ett nyhetsbrev klockan 7 med senaste nytt. Prenumerera gärna på det, det är helt gratis. Du går in på hemsidan och skickar in din mailadress. Och så kommer brevet för all evig framtid, kanske inte men väldigt många gånger fram till dess. Du, tack så mycket för att du orkade lyssna och prenumerera gärna på vår podcast i din podcastspelare så får du en liten notis om när det händer något nytt. Tack så mycket, ha det bra, hej!